everybody, and welcome to the Aloha Fit Podcast. I'm Chris, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. Whether you're one of our Aloha Fit regulars or just tuning in for the first time, welcome to day one of our 7-day island challenge, a little daily boost to help you reconnect with your body, your goals, and your island vibe. Each day this week, we'll explore one simple wellness challenge. No pressure, no perfection, just small intentional steps you can take to feel better, move more, and maybe even have a little fun along the way. What's today's focus? Hydration, so let's just dive right in. Here's the thing, when most people think about fitness, they jump straight to workouts, cardio, strength training, HIIT, all that. And those are great, but sometimes we skip the basics, like water. And your body, it loves water. It needs water. Hydration affects everything, how you feel, how you move, how you recover, even how well your brain works during the day. If you ever had that mid-afternoon fog or just a weird headache that won't quit, sometimes it's not caffeine you need, it's just plain H2O. Think you're staying hydrated just because you're not thirsty? Not necessarily. By the time you feel thirsty, your body's already a little dehydrated. Staying ahead of that curve keeps your energy up and your mind sharp. So on to our challenge. This is our day one. Drink more water. That's it. A great baseline? Try for half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 160 pounds, aim for 80 ounces of water today. Now that might sound like a lot, but trust me, once you start making hydration a habit, it gets easier and easier. And as an added tip, try this to add some mindfulness into your day as well. Keep a water bottle with you today, and every time you take a step, do a tiny check-in. How am I feeling right now? What's one thing I'm grateful for? And that way, you're not just hydrating, you're building mindfulness into your day. And don't feel like you have to chug a gallon of water in one sitting. That's not the goal here. Spread it out during your day. A glass first thing when you wake up, one with each meal, maybe a few sips between classes or meetings. It all adds up. And if plain water sounds boring, let's aloha-fy it. Try adding lemon, cucumber, pineapple, mint, whatever makes it feel fun and refreshing. I've even added frozen coconut water and made them into ice cubes before, and then just tossed them in my water bottle, which gives you an instant island vibe. So here's a recipe for you. Mix some chilled coconut water, pineapple chunks, a squeeze of lime, and maybe even a few mint leaves. Let it sit for 30 minutes or overnight and pour over ice. It's like a tropical spa day in a cup. And here's something I personally love doing. If I know I've got a tough workout later in the day, I'll start hydrating early. Because waiting until you're already sweating it out in class, well, that's too late. Hydration is like charging your battery before the day even begins. The last time we did this challenge, someone shared that they added little hydration rewards to their day, like a new water bottle sticker every time they hit their goal. It became a fun ritual and they still do it months later. So here's a little mind shift for today. Instead of thinking about water as something you have to do, treat it like a gift to your body. It's one of the easiest ways to take care of yourself and it doesn't cost a thing. So every sip is kind of like a tiny act of self-care. Okay, you crushed day one. Look at you go. Tomorrow we're moving into motion with day two. Step into it. We'll talk about finding sneaky fun ways to add movement to your day, even if you're short on time or just not feeling it. So grab your sneakers, dust off that fitness tracker, or just make a plan to wander around your neighborhood a bit. Any step and every step counts. Okay, everybody, thanks for tuning in and taking a few mindful minutes for yourself today. And if you're doing the challenge with us, post a story, tag @AlohaFit, or just send us a quick message. We'd love to hear from you and we'd love to cheer you on. And remember, these small daily choices, they ripple into big changes. Until tomorrow, stay hydrated, stay inspired, and as always, progress over perfection, always. And hey, if you're listening to this while walking, stretching, or sipping, you're already doing something good for yourself. And that's a win in our book. Keep showing up and you're building that momentum. Mahalo, friends. See you next time.